You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White looks to the mystery surrounding the princes in the Tower of London.
This week, we examine another still unsolved dark mystery from the pages of late medieval England. The mystery, often simply referred to as the Princes in the Tower, is part of a much larger story of 15th century domestic conflict in England. Wrapped within the complex narrative of the Wars of the Roses, the princes in question are King Edward V and his brother, Richard of Shrewsbury, the Duke of York, sons of King Edward IV. Upon their father's death in 1483, they were placed under the protection of their uncle, Richard, the Duke of Gloucester, the future King Richard III. Shortly after this, historians know they were residing at the Tower of London, presumably where they could be cared for, until the coronation of young Edward V could take place. However, treachery of some kind intervened, and the young king was in fact not crowned. After several delays in the coronation process, both princes were declared illegitimate by an act of Parliament, and their uncle Richard III acceded to the throne instead. Their last known lodgings were at the Tower of London, and their last known recorded sighting there was in the summer of 1483. At the time of their disappearance from history, the boys were just 12 and 10 years old, respectively. In the late 17th century, workmen at the Tower of London found the skeletal remains of two young boys, and the speculation began that they were the young princes who had disappeared 200 years before. King Charles II oversaw the removal of the skeletons and their transfer to the Henry VII Lady Chapel at Westminster Abbey in 1674. From that point forward, the idea was promoted that they were King Edward V and his brother Richard. Lack of evidence matters not for legend, however, and there has been no stopping this one. In 1933, the bodies were exhumed from Westminster Abbey and examined, with a report published that they were the skeletal remains of young boys. There has been no further examination of the bodies, nor any DNA testing, although there has been a great push for that, to help solve the mystery of their identities once and for all. From the time of Sir Thomas More's historical chronicling for King Henry VIII in the early 16th century, the blame for the boys' disappearance and their assumed murder has been placed squarely on the usurper king, Richard III. Interestingly, Richard III's story ended in a great mystery as well, one that was only recently solved by the discovery of his remains in 2012, found buried under a car park in Leicestershire. It is precisely because of the significance of the finding of Richard III's remains, proved conclusively to be him through DNA testing of known descendants, that there is currently a revived interest in solving this other great mystery from the Wars of the Roses. So far, the English government has refused permission for exhumation and further testing, leaving the question of identity still unanswered. What we can know with certainty is that the young princes were taken to the Tower of London, that their presence is recorded there by numerous witnesses, and that they were not seen after the summer of 1483. To make the leap from this historical point to the finding of skeletons 200 years later requires making some assumptions, but certainly not illogical ones. Will the mystery of the princes in the Tower ever be solved? Even if science could prove their identities, the question of their fate and identity of their killer will remain unknown unless history sheds new light. The current record simply does not say. Until then, legends abound.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.